Welcome to the Quest of Fishing Adventures podcast, Chapter 4. To another Quest Fishing Adventures podcast. I do hope that you're doing well, and if you've been fishing since my last podcast, let's hope you've put a few on the bank. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking nice and quiet because literally I'm riverside trying to catch barbel, and I'm joined with my cousin Nathan, which is absolutely fantastic. This little stretch that we're fishing, it's a stretch that Nathan's fished in the past for barbel and had some out. Recently he's been down here and spoken to he bumped into an angler down here who saw baiting up, and that guy pretty much told him loads of stuff, that he'd been having barbel out and a couple of spots that he's had them from, etc. So it'd be silly not to obviously come down here and do a little bit of a sesh down here. Now, not gonna lie, we've planned this about 3 weeks ago now. So we have been down here and basically baited up. I probably put about 20 key out of seed mix, maize, some boily, pellet, you name it, the lot. Just to try and get more fish in the swim, try and hold the fish up here, in this particular area, even though we know they're here. But I just wanted to get a little bit of bait trickling. So between us, we've been doing that over the past few weeks. And today is the day that we're down here trying to catch a barbel. Now, I will say, when you go barbel fishing, there's a good chance you're going to catch chub. But, not going to lie, a chub would be most welcome. So if I manage to catch a chub over a barbel at the end of the session, I'll take that any day. I'd rather that than a blank. I'd even take a bream for bream, suddenly sneaked along. So anyway, we're down here now. Just got down here now. Nathan got down here before me, and he's not had anything out. He actually got down here pretty early. He got down here at dawn. Now, I didn't get down there because I was actually on my last session, which is my last podcast, fishing Lily's Lake. So literally, I finished there, went home, straight home, swapped all my stuff over, and I've come down here now. So yeah, I'm really excited, I'm really buzzing for it. We've had quite a lot of rain recently, as you guys know if you listened to the last podcast, so there is a bit of a flow on the water. Hopefully that's not going to affect it too much. I'm not an avid barbel angler as it is. I don't know everything. I don't fish enough rivers, certainly these days, to give a diagnosis on if it's going to be good or bad. But all the same, I'd rather be out fishing than sitting at home watching TV or something. So let's see what happens. So, got some good news. I was having a chat with my cousin, seeing what rigs he'd got on, and he had a really, really short hook link. And I said, "Oh, have you tried a long one?" He goes, "No, I have actually watched a few videos, and a lot of barbel fishermen do use bigger hook links." I said, "Yeah, look at mine. Mine's must be about 12 inches long or something like that." So he basically just tied one up, put it out. I tell you, within 2 minutes, he had a run straight away. Absolutely fantastic. Rod hook round. And he's fighting this fish. I was like, what is it? Is it a barbel? Is it a barbel? It was giving him a cracking fight. And obviously you got a bit of a flow on the river as well, so it's gonna add to it. And I was around there with the net, waiting for him to pull it in, and I could see the fish. I was like, yeah, that's alright, it's not like a little baby fish. And then I saw it, and it was a chub. So basically we just netted this chub, got it on the bank. Didn't weigh it, but I'm gonna guess between 4 and 4.5 pounds. Absolutely buzzing, really buzzing for him. So between us, we've not blanked now, so the mission's been a success so far. So we did get a photo of that, so I might be the photo on the podcast, I don't know, but we'll see. I didn't even say what bait we've got on. So he had that on lunch and meat, and I've got it on lunch and meat. Do you know, I didn't even tell you about my rigs and everything. So basically, I've literally just I've put a lead clip on for 2 ounce lead. I would like to have got away with a lighter lead, but because of the flow in the water, it's just not going to hold. That's one of the first questions I asked Nathan when he got it. I said, "What size lead have you got on?" And he said he'd had two lead. He's got a 2 ounce lead on because he was having a problem of holding it on the bottom. So yeah, I've opted with two as well. So yeah, literally that 12 inch hook link, like this fluorocarbon line, with a size 10 hook, I think it is. Not a big size 10, but it's quite a small size 10. And with just a lunch and meat like corkscrew thing on it that holds it on. It's like a hair rig, basically, in a nutshell. But yeah, so absolutely buzzing, one off the mark. The time now is 12:57. So let's see. Literally just lost the fish, like, instantly. It just whipped around and hit into it straight away. Felt it 100 billion percent. My cousin was standing behind me, 100 billion percent it was a fish, because I felt it and I snapped. It snapped on where it comes down to, like, the hair rig down there, onto the back of the shank of the hook. I have no idea how, but I now need to change that hook link. Has to be the hook link, because there was nothing wrong with that. That's a brand new tire today. I'm absolutely gutted. Right, I just tied up a braid hook link. I don't trust that, the hook link I was using. To be fair, it's the hook link I was using when I was fishing the River Wye, and I did snap up on a few fish there as well at the time, and I totally forgot about that, and I just remembered. So on the back of that, I decided to move over to braid. Nathan, in fact, he had his on a braid hook link. I was worried that the braid might spook him, but he's been using this soft braid, so I've just basically had to borrow some of his, and I've tied one up myself because I've got none on me. And hopefully, if I hook one again, it ain't snapping up. It ain't snapping up on that, that's for sure. So only time will tell. Hopefully we can answer that, and I want to answer that question, should I say. So keep my fingers crossed. Well, I'm absolutely gutted to say I've just lost another one that snapped up. When I say snapped up, I had a conversation with Nathan about it, and we both feel I didn't snap up because it's the line that's snapped. I feel like I've been cut off and sank in the river. Literally, the fish picked up the bait and I hit into it straight away, and it was giving me a nice little fight like in the middle of the river, and then it was just taking me over to the far bank, and I could see loads of snags over there, and I just kept the pressure on it and just ping, it just went just like that. Gutted. But I do believe it was. I've got cut off and sank out there. So what Nathan suggested, he's got on some lead core. So I've literally put some lead core on, which about a meter of lead core, which just feels so odd to be using that for barbel fishing. But I think I'm going to need it if I'm going to get cut off out there. And the question is, my last fish that I lost, did I get cut off on the hook link? I don't know. Or was that just the hook link? I don't know. But I've got to try these different things because I can't keep putting it out and losing fish. But hopefully it's the difference of the liquor is not going to put them off. I don't know. Ah, oh, so frustrating. So yeah, back out again. Time now is 14:32. Guide. I was sitting here just thinking, if I said this was the River Colne, it's not. This is the River Gade. So apologies if I said the River Colne earlier in this podcast. It's actually the River Gade, so yeah, I just had to correct myself there. So, as you can probably tell by the background noise, I'm not outside, I'm actually home now, because it's nice and quiet. I lost another one, I snapped up again, the fish took it, I hit into it, and my line snapped. Now, I don't know what to say, man. Honestly, I really don't know what to say. My conclusion is, and I'm sure of this, is the line that I'm using, I haven't used for like 2 years or something. So quite a while.
And it's just been sat on this reel. Now, this, I can't remember the line I got on this reel, but I didn't go and buy, like, it wasn't an amazing line. And I wish I knew what it was, because I would definitely tell you guys, because don't buy it. Because I feel like it's deteriorated over time, because it shouldn't have snapped like that. That it snapped, like, I lost, like, the lead core, the lot from up there. I can't explain it. I don't know how. I don't know why. But it happened. It's really frustrating. So, yeah, I lost another one. So basically, I finished that, and then I went and watched Nathan. And it was, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go back to it again. What was really frustrating, because it was the back end of the session and the sun was going down. I just knew it was going to happen. It was going to happen in that spot, because it was working. And yeah, that happened. So anyway, I went and watched Nathan for a bit. He got a few tweaks and that. He missed one, unfortunately, and he got a bit too dark. But so we decided to call it a day. But it's left me with that hunger inside to go back and do it all over again. But this time I'm going to gear myself up properly. What I learned this particular area that we were fishing, like normally, like I've really gone stealthy with barbel, like proper stealthy, like all lightweight as I could possible get, you know, get with the line, with the weight. I think the weight's still quite important to a degree. And with the whole setup, you know, almost like a basic sort of setup. But what happened today was I ended up fishing, like, you know, I kept the 2 ounce weight, because I think that was the right thing, because, oh God, I'm really jumping around here, because this type of fishing that we're doing, even though I've got the lead clip, I was using the lead clip system, which I've never used before for barbel fishing, you still got to set the hook. You know, it's not the fish, I mean, there's a chance that the fish could set itself on that, because it's the inline, you know, it's the lead clip system, it's got a 2 ounce weight on it. But the way it's like, it is, God, I hope you understand this, because I'm using luncheon meat on a meat screw, which is hair rigged on. Now, But there's a chance you could still hook a fish without having to set the hook yourself. But I've got no, like, kicker on it or anything like that. That's another idea. I could try a kicker on it. I've been trying to get it to set itself. But I'm not using a kicker. So there's no, it's not bending round enough in my eyes. So that's why when you're getting twitches on the bait, you've kind of got, like, hit into it straight away. Yeah, so I wonder if you could use a kicker. I don't know. That's a good idea. Sorry, I'm doing this segment here now, pondering about it. But at the end of the day, it's a great feeling when you're setting the hook yourself. You're doing everything. Then you're not relying on, you know, tech to do it for you. Like, basically. So maybe I won't change that. But yeah, it's made me, so I've really danced around a few bits here. I've left the session thinking I'm going back there. I'm hungry to catch another one. I'm hungry to do it again. But I'm just going to go geared up. I'm literally going to pretty much use my carp line. My carp line's decent anyway, as in, like, it really quite camouflages down on the bank anyway, as it does. So I don't think it's going to be a problem. Well, I've got away with lead core at the end of the day today. So I'm going to go down there with lead core, black lead core, because the bottom, to try and hide it in with all, like, the silty sort of dead leaves and shit like that. Sorry for swearing. I'm going to go with that. Stick with the long hook link still, like 12-inch hook link and that. Stick with the lead clip and stick with a 2 ounce weight. I'm going to go with that. But I am going to go back there because I'm hungry, definitely. Yeah, very frustrating. But yeah, unfortunately, Nathan didn't catch another one. So we left the session without a blank, which was good. Good old Nathan got one. Absolute stunner. And it was just great to be fishing with Nathan again, to be fair. I'm so glad. I think I said it in the last podcast, I went fishing with Nathan. I'm so glad we've, like, rekindled it again, and we're out there doing it again. And it's like, and it's opened up so many doors in the fishing world, because Nathan's an all-rounder like me, which is fantastic. So he's up for that carp fishing. He's up for the barbel fishing. He doesn't know yet, but I want to take him cat fishing. So I'm going to, which I know he'd do. And next year, I've got something special planned. Well, he's arranged something, but we will talk about that in a couple of podcasts from now, or whatever podcast I talk about it in. Yeah, so that's next year. So we've got one plan for next year. So anyway, enough of this going on and on. I'm going to go back there. So keep tuned. I'm going to go back. I'm going to catch. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed it. Sorry I lost three. Wow. But at least we caught one. Anyway, so if you go fishing from now until my next podcast, let's hope you put a massive one. Let's hope you put one on the bank, because I've struggled to do that. Let's hope you don't snap up and put one on the bank like I didn't. It'd be fantastic. So anyway, guys, take care of yourself and see you in the next podcast. If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That'd be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you in my next podcast.